Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And Lord Herbert Sarongster is back from the abyss. He's here. He's happy. He's the lead singer of Roti and the Sarnos. And this is the Defrocked Priest. Listening to these Oros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Do you think I got a little bit carried away at the start?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like a proper DJ. That was Roti and the Sarnos, and I have got the album it's from in my hand right here. The album is called The Golden Dawn. It was the second album they brought out. They had about 20 years between them, and then they split up again after that. So, rare, ha, huh, yeah. Still available as far as I know. Should be available at iTunes, I think. And we played that song before. That is technically from the vaults. I met up with Lord Herbert Sarongster in Spain a few years back, and first time we'd ever met, and it was a real pleasure to meet him. And then he got ill and that, but anyway, he appears to be not ill and that now, judging by the fact that he's on Facebook every 4.5 minutes,
right,
or something like that. And he's just, I think he's embracing social networks for the first time and making all the same mistakes that everyone does when they go on social networks for the first time, i.e. thinking people care. And they go, hey, have you seen this song? Stuff like that. Anyway, I'm really glad that Herbie's doing well, and I'll get in touch with him to let him know this is on. And you should definitely try and buy The Golden Dawn. I think it's a very, very fine album indeed. Saying that, what's Working the Sarno's website?
WorkingTheSarno's.com?
No, working on the basis that Lord Herbert Swallows the Third has a background in IT. You'd think they probably would have a website, but they haven't really. He's on Facebook. I don't want to give out his Facebook address because he might not want anybody getting on there. But there is information about them via wreckingpit.com/psycho/bands/roche.php3. There you go. Poorly being internet one, Tony Neil. Not really your fault, though. I blame Herbie. Anyway.
So do I.
Yeah. You're still losing. I've got some additional material here that is so exciting because that took so long to say. I'll actually do a bit in this bit and a bit in the next bit, which might get you out of a hole. What do you think, Tony?
That might be nice.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So in this part of the show, I like to read out a joke or poem that you, the listener, sends in. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for me, send the poem, titling your email Poetry Corner. This week, we got a joke from Glumbongo, pissed off, Indo Congo. Watch it, Paul. Went into Greg's with my mate Darren the other day. He nicks 3 pies, puts them in his pocket. We walk out and he says to me, "Did you see that? The staff never even saw me." I said, "That's nothing, mate. Watch this." I went back in and said to the manager, "Give us a pie and I'll show you some magic." Then I ate it in front of her. Then I did the same thing again twice. The manager said, "So where's the magic in that?" I said, "Go and check my mate's pocket."
Nice.
First time I read that, I didn't get it.
Right.
I'm pathetic, aren't I? But then I went, "Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's a very good joke." Well done. So thank you very much, Glumbongo. And if you do have a joke for us, do send it through. If you think you can do better than that, or even if you can't. There was another thing I was going to read out in this bit. I'm going to wait till the next section. Because right now, Tony, we've got Lucifer Star Machine coming on.
Excellent.
That's right. This is a track off their latest album, which I don't have in front of me and can't remember the title. I'm that good. Anyway, we've played a few tracks of it so far. I don't think we've played this one. You can find out a lot more about them via their website, which is...
LuciferStarMachine.com.
It is indeed Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet One, and this is For Reasons Unknown. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I had an idea during that song. You know when someone's have ideas that are off the sheet? You know, where's that idea come from? You ever done that?
No. But I know people who do have them. I have never ideas. Never have this. What was your idea?
Well, I've got the TV on mute while we're making this, right? And I'm just watching. I was watching an advert for, and it's that bloke, Mr. Fosbury, who invented the Fosbury flop. The bloke who decided to jump the other way over the high jump thing rather than doing the Western turn. Do you know about all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So right there, I'm watching it, and I just thought to myself, I wonder if they put like a springboard before the bit that you actually jump over. Like on when they do the vaulting horse, in the gymnastics. I wonder how high people would get, how feasible it would be to actually just put a springboard on the high jump, and whether they could get ridiculously high, whether it would be too dangerous with the drop with the mat or whatever it be. But I thought, well, they do pole vault, don't they? So having a springboard is just like not having a pole, isn't it?
How far do they drop on a pole vault?
Well, exactly, quite a long way.
Yeah.
So I wonder whether I could introduce the springboard high jump into the Olympics. In fact, I might see if I can do it. Not myself.
I was going to say.
I'm not going to do a springboard high jump. I'm not a bloody idiot. But I wonder whether anyone's ever tried it or whether it's a sport that could take off. The springboard high jump.
Could work.
It could be indoors in the gymnasium as well, couldn't it? So how high can you get on them? Because it might also... Because like the high jump is very much reserve of tall people.
Yeah, yeah.
But a springboard high jump might make a very interesting group of people go for that.
Don't know, but also everyone's going to be using it as well, so the tall people get to almost have an extra advantage, won't they?
Why?
Because well, I don't know. Because
no,
it should.
No, because it's all about the spring. I mean, it might be some. Like pocket battleship with a low centre of gravity that hits that springboard and just goes ba-doing into the air.
So with more fat people might just get that extra little bit of weight advantage.
Hey. I could be helping society here.
Nice.
They could be legging out of Greg's with a pie on, banging onto a springboard, jumping over. Like, yeah, this could be great.
You just solved obesity. What's next?
It's not unusual for me to take the world's problems in hand and sort them out with a click of my fingers. So anyway, that's what I was thinking about during that song.
Okay.
I imagine you were thinking about absolutely nothing.
Nah.
So, you got any Facebook?
No.
Right, no, I'm going to do this bit. Facebook people, we've got a Facebook page. Tony, what's the address?
Facebook.com/punkyradio.
Bloody go on it. There's millions of you on Facebook. Don't take long. Leave a comment on there. Let us know what sort of song you want to hear, whether you liked songs people of the week, whether you didn't. We have some of that. And we'll read them out. Rather, Tony read them out. Anyway, we've had another idea.
Okay.
Idea's crazy.
Isn't it?
This is an email that came through to me yesterday. I'm just going to read it out. And I'm going to see if you can work out what it's about by the end of it.
Okay.
This has come from mark@chatwing.com. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, it would be excellent if you added a live chat feature to people. It would be excellent if you added a live chat feature so people can interact around your content. Chatwing is a free chat tool you can put on your site or simply create your own chat room link like chatwing.com/mygroup. Check it out here, chatwing.com. Thank you, Mark. Email mark@chatwing.com, www.chatwing.com.
Is it about Chatwing?
I've got no idea.
Huh. How weird.
Still, just thought I'd read it out in the hope that maybe some of the listeners might have a clue. right, so anyway, that's that. Next song. Oh, right, Tony. I'll tell you about this band after you've heard them. Right now, this is The Cut. No Trace.
way schlocking.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was an all-girl band called The Cut, K-U-T, and a track called No Trace. What is The Cut's website?
TheCut.com?
No, TheCut.co.uk. Unlucky. They are a London all-girl band, got a riot girl sort of band, sort of grungy, sort of L7-ish, sort of that sort of thing. A lot of attitude to them. And because Cut is spelled K-U-T, I thought that the ideal person to support them would be Cunt and the Gang.
Yeah.
They've come through via Manila PR. Their new single is out around about now, I think, and I hope you enjoyed that. Hopefully we'll be hearing more from them in the future. Did you do anything last week?
I was up to my arms and ears in plumbing and flowing water. Apart from that, not a great deal. It's very quiet for me at the minute, actually. My professional work life is absolutely dead.
So after 6 weeks off, have they all forgotten about
it? I think pretty much. I think because I haven't set anything up in terms of, like, planning ahead, I've just got nothing on at all. It's a bit worrying, really.
Who does planning ahead?
Yeah. So really nothing happening. Worryingly level of nothingness.
It gives you an opportunity to get on with other things.
It does, doesn't it?
Like gardening and sorting out my website. Thanks very much for that.
That's okay.
So, anyway, it's all right. I went to Oslo.
Okay.
Went there last Friday morning. The plane left 15 minutes late, but miraculously was on time. Guess what I shouted?
Arse.
Correct. I thought it was going to be the coldest I'd ever confronted, but actually it didn't get as cold as all that. It only went down to about minus 10, which was all right. I was out there with Susan Murray and Rob Heaney. We had a really great time. The Friday night was quite a small crowd by our standards, but still great. But they were very good at buying us drinks. And my plan was to go down the Rock Inn and see if that band were there.
Yeah.
Went down there and I walked in and they went, you can't come in, you're too drunk. And the thing was, I was so drunk, I couldn't say I wasn't too drunk. So I just staggered out again. So I didn't actually get in there. Went to Max Burger, had three beers, three cheeseburgers, of course, and then felt fine. Could have got by down there, but it was too late then. Note to self, have the burgers first.
Yes.
Second day, we had our little walk around Oslo, and I took them to the Mini Bottle Gallery, the finest museum in the world, I think. It was absolutely brilliant fun. And then we did a show that night. It couldn't have been more packed. We couldn't get any more people in. It was ridiculous. And afterwards, I thought, I'll have another go at getting to the Rock Inn, because I really like it there. And the bill, me, Susan and Rob, got talked into going to a party by this woman, right?
Okay.
Now, her friend said, this party's going to be great, there's only women there.
Right.
I liked the sound of that.
Sounds good.
So we got in these cabs to leave Oslo, to go out into the woods on a peninsula. Why do I do this? And we got there in the snow, and this girl opened the door to the party and said, no men, shut the door again. You could have told us that before. So this woman said, don't worry about it, we'll have a party in my house. And there were seven of us. I think seven. Yeah, there was three blokes, four girls. So we went back to her and we had a proper party. Seven
nice.
Of us. It's an amazing house. It was in an area of not in Oslo. I think it's pronounced Big Day, but it's not spelt like that. And it was a big day. Beautiful, like. They're like those big houses you get in kind of colonial, like when they used to in Africa and that, when there'd be the bloke who ran the farm, you know, and he'd have this massive. They were like that, and because it was Christmas and the houses were so beautiful and all that, it just looked like you'd walked into a Christmas card and then got pissed.
Nice.
Brilliant. And fortunately she had loads of wine and crisps, so we didn't mind about that then, and we put on a load of music and seven of us had a party. It was all right.
Excellent.
So it worked out fine. So anyway, and then on the Sunday, I flew back, got back to Stansted. You know how I'm really lucky with buses?
Yeah.
I got back to Stansted, and I got back at about 7:30, waited for my bus at 8:20, just didn't show up. Mate, didn't show up.
It's just not your month, just, is it?
Not there at all. So I waited till 8:45, I thought, this ain't coming. And the next bus wasn't till 10:20, I thought, I don't want to miss that. So I went and got the train from Stansted up to Cambridge. I had to wait until 9:19 for that. That got into Cambridge at 9:47. I watched the 9:45 to Letchworth leave as we pulled in. It was a minute late, so I had to wait in Cambridge till 10:30. And there's not a pub at Cambridge Station. There's not one anywhere near it. So I just had to hang about for half an hour. Finally got home at 11 o'clock at night.
Shit.
Yeah,
wait, when should you have got home?
Oh, not that much earlier, about 9:30.
Oh, right, okay.
It wasn't that bad, but it was just an extra half hour and the extra money of not having a little bus. And I don't know what happened to the bus. Anyway, so I had a good weekend. It ended shite.
Ah.
But as one bloke put on my Facebook page when I put about that, he said, meanwhile, in Syria, he goes, yeah, you got a point. So, two songs in a row coming up now.
Okay.
First one from a band that we played before called Swinging Utters, and this is the title track from their latest album, Poorly Formed. This has come through via Simon Sayes. Hello, Simon Knott. How are you doing? I haven't heard from you about Long Tall Texans, but not much else recently. What is Swinging Utters' website?
SwingingUtters.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Poorly Being the Internet 2. And the track you'll be hearing after this one is from The Vaults and is nothing short of a classic. But right now, it's Poorly Formed.
Than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Sunlight, not this barbershop!
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bleach Boys and Death Squad Bitches. Or to give it its full title, Stocking Clad Nazi Death Squad Bitches Are Coming. And I remember the poster campaign, or the sticker campaign that they put up around Hitchin, when they just, in the 80s, when they just put up stickers on every lamppost in Hitchin Town Centre saying, Stocking Clad Nazi Death Squad Bitches Are Coming. And I was like 15, 16 years old, just thinking, this is the best thing to ever happen to Hitchin Town Centre. When are they showing up? They never did.
No.
It's from the album The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse, which I believe came out in about 1996, but is still a classic. It's with their old lead singer Simon, but the new lead singer Matty does sound very similar. So I think they've put this on iTunes as well. I'm not sure. I think you can buy, I basically get it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a truly brilliant punk rock album. What is the Bleach Boys website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It is indeed. Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet too. Do visit that website. There's lots of information about the band on there, about upcoming gigs, etc, etc, which is handy because I believe now it's time for Gig Guide, is it, Tony?
It is.
Let's sing it.
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar. Thursday to Saturday this week. Sunday night is an open mic night, so, you know, you can go down if you wish to partake in that. But then this Thursday, the 30th, Arrows of Time, the Sly Test, Siglaco, Simon Wells, and a late set from the Swabler 3.
I can't help thinking Simon Wells could have tried a bit harder there after the names of the other artists.
Exactly. But, you know, maybe...
Mind you,
maybe he's that awesome.
There.
He could be that awesome. He doesn't need a special name.
That's right.
Yeah. Thursday evening, London's Bish Bosh night. How much do you think?
I'm still going £6.
You'd be right.
Oh, no.
This Friday, 31st of January already, the Penny Black Remedy, Burning Wheel, the Dead Wardians, the Hallelujah Trials or Trails. I'll go for Trails.
Alright.
It's the Penny Black Remedy Night. Oh, they present Bamalan. It's a Bamalan.
Look at you getting all excited with your knowledge.
Yeah. There you go. How much do you think? Friday night?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday night. Maldito, Protect Your Neck, Precinct 13, Idle Hands, and Who Cares? It's a Ruction Records night.
I like Protect Your Neck.
Protect Your Neck.
Brilliant. Ruction Records. Do you know what? I'm going £6.
You'd be right.
Oh.
666.
Number of the Beast, right down there at the 12 Bar Club. On Friday night, just while we're there, I'm doing a gig that I think you'll be welcome to attend. I'm doing a benefit for a youth football team, Tottenhoe Football Club, outside of Dunstable. I've got no more information than that. They only asked me to do it today, and I'm off because it's the first day of Paulmas.
Ah, right.
And I'll be talking about a bit more about Paulmas in the next bit. I'm on first, actually. It'll be a good night, but I'm on first. I'm going to go down with mate Steve's pub in Luton after that, so I'll only be there till 9 o'clock or half nine or something. So, but feel free to come on down and support that very good cause. Right, cool. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Oh, no, I didn't beat you. You were still going. I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, you beat me. That's because I smoke and you've had lessons. Right. I don't know what lessons. So, what am I doing now? Nothing. I'm playing the next song or something.
Yes.
This is a band that's come through via Music Submit called Arm Your Enemy. And what is Arm Your Enemy's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ArmYourEnemy.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B on the internet too. This is a bit of a turnaround. We're all right.
Time after time.
Betsy's box.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Arm Your Enemy. I was a little bit concerned about playing that song because even though it's a bit rock, it's a bit indie, it's a little bit punk, it did have tiny little shades of emo within it. And I thought, hello, I know our audience don't like emo.
Nah.
And we haven't previously. But I thought, you know, I played all that goth stuff the other week.
That's all right.
We just about got away with it. And yeah, that, I think, is a good track. So there you go. Arm Your Enemy. You can find out more about them via facebook.com. Right. Are you doing anything this week?
No. No, don't think so.
Right.
No, I'm not. Are you doing anything?
I'm more than making up for it.
Of course you are.
I've already hinted at this, but Friday, well, technically the 12 days of Paulmas starts on Saturday, but I'm starting a day early now. Every year, I figure that Jesus has Christmas, and he has the 12 days of Christmas, so I have Paulmas, I have the 12 days of Paulmas. Regular listeners will know about this already. Those of you listening for the first time, let me explain. My birthday's February the 5th. I find this a little bit stiff. Why can't I have one in June when it's hot? February is bollocks. That's a poem I wrote when I was 20 years old, and I stand by it, right?
Yeah.
So that's February the 5th. That's Paulmas Day. The day before, February the 4th, is Paulmas Eve. The day after it, Paul B. Oxen Day, February the 6th, right?
Yep.
This is what's happening this year, right? On the 1st, I'm doing Downstairs at the King's Head. All London mates around on a Saturday night in the Crouch End area. Come along. If you can't make it to the show, meet me in the pub afterwards. We will be going out. On the Sunday, the 2nd, I'm again playing Downstairs at the King's Head in Crouch End. It's a smaller crowd on the Sunday. If you fancy coming along, you will be able to get in that night and we'll have a good old drink then. Both nights, I'm staying at Rob Heaney's, who was the guy I was in Oslo last week, who was entirely brilliant, by the way. Terrific comic. Monday and Tuesday, so I'm taking it easy at present, but I'm open to offers. Wednesday, Forrester on the telly.
Okay.
So I'll be watching that with beers with my brother, most likely. That's Paulmas Day.
Hmm.
On Paul B. Auction Day, February the 6th, I'm rumoured to be supporting Alan Carr.
Okay.
In Walthamstow. But I haven't had it confirmed, and I don't know a lot more about it. But if you type in Red Imp Comedy Club to the internet, you'll find out more, and hopefully you'll see that we are doing it. I haven't had confirmation on that show. The 7th... Oh, I'll tell you about those next week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Paulmas goes on technically this year until February the 12th to give me a day off before Valentine's Day, when I'll no doubt be batting the women away from my flat door.
Excellent.
Almost certainly. Now, next track this week needs no introduction, so I'm not giving it one.
Just be
you're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and a track called Mirtazapine. And it's from their latest album, Dirty Rock and Roll, which is nothing short of brilliant. One of my favourite bands, friends of the show, we're friends of theirs, we've seen them a few times. We're loving Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, and you should too. Hopefully that'll be a reason to do it. What is their website?
I always forget it, but I'll have a start about the dirtyjohnsons.com.
Oh, you're right, Tony.
Oh!
It's a win. It's Tony 5, Ball of the Internet 2. There's no way back for me this week. There's not been any way back for me for a long time. Absolutely terrific album. We've played a few tracks of it. We haven't played that one yet. I'd actually be running out of ones to play. I'll tell you what would be great, Tony, because I'm not very good at this. Could you maybe find out what Pussycat and the Dirty Johnson songs we've played since July last year?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
I can do that.
Because then I can find out what I've got left off this one to play, because I'm a bit daft like that.
Ooh, homework.
Yeah, how exciting. And I've just thought of one last thing. You know, I was going on about that email I didn't understand.
Yes.
I'm going to send him a reply saying, I'm sorry, I didn't really get what you were on about here. Could you clarify? And we'll see what comes back for next week, all right? I'll do it straight after this show.
Okay.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's have it.
So, yeah, thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Let's keep the streak going. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple. You want to know twats. Email me now. This week's come from Kieran.
Kieran.
Yeah, Kieran Pearson. Pearson. Pearson.
We go with Pearson.
P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Pearson?
Let's call it Pearson.
Okay.
Well, you call him Kieran. You don't call him Kieran Pearson, are you?
Kieran Pearson.
Kieran Pearson. Yeah, let's call him Kieran Pearson.
He says, hi, Tony. I have an easy twat for you, kicking off the belated year of the twat. It happened last Friday, the 17th of January. I had just finished work and I was cycling to uni to practice. After a few navigational mishaps in relation to cycling in London, one of them resulting in me cycling on the Westway, fucking terrifying, I've recently decided...
On the Westway? Jesus! That is terrifying.
I've recently decided to become clever with my cycle routes.
Yeah, well, and get a car.
Yeah. The route from Hatton Garden to Kilburn involves some specifically designed cycle routes and some quiet back streets. All good. These cycle routes are priority to vehicles who want to cross them. Fine. So I was in all my cycling gear, Lycra, high-vis jacket, flashing lights, helmet, the works. But this absolute bellend in a silver Mercedes, of course, still manages to cross the cycle lane in the middle of traffic when he should be clearly be giving way. I slammed on my brakes, nearly flew over the handlebars, somehow escaping the fall by jumping off the pedals at the last minute and watching my bike crash in front of the car. I didn't kick off, because there's nothing a guy can do, really, but this driver's missus was having a go at me. You what, love? You nearly killed me? Thanks. I'd like to mention John, a random cyclist who gave the bloke in the car and his missus a bollocking whilst I was fixing my brakes. Luckily, the bike wasn't badly damaged at all. And made sure all was good with me before he set off again.
Nice one, John.
So one named driver and his missus in Gordon Square, central London, for nearly running me over and arguing that it was my fault for not letting him pass on a priority route is a twat. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
I've got no problems with that one.
Nah, I think that's fine.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, go for it.
So, unnamed driver and his missus from Gordon Square, central London, for nearly running him over and arguing it was his fault for not letting him pass on a priority route...
Is a twat. Beautifully done. If you've got a twat, get in touch with Tony. We love him. That is a great story, and I'm glad you weren't hurt.
Kieran Pearson.
This week, Tony.
Very much.
Last track. This is from the Tall Boys. We played a song or two of theirs already. It's a new album that's out called One via Drunken Billy Records. Hello to Drunken Billy, by the way. We really appreciate you going to the trouble to send us the stuff you did. Oh, as an aside, I haven't sent the Christmas competition prize yet because I'm so rubbish. I'll try and do it this week. Anyway, it's a great album. They're a great band featuring Nigel Lewis, who was possibly the original UK Psychobilly, or one of the joint two with Paul Fenwick, who he formed Meet Yours with. When he left Meet Yours, he formed Tall Boys. This track, I think, sums up the fact that he was one of the first, because it's even about the fact that he should have copyrighted the design, if you like, which obviously I've given away the name of the thing, but anyway, not that it really matters now, Tony, but what is Tallboys' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Tallboys?
No, facebook.com/Tallboys UK official. Still a victory. Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 3. This is Copyright the Design. Tallboys, Copyright Design, what a song. What a show this has been. I've really enjoyed it, Tony. You had a good time?
I have.
Please do tell your friends about the show. Let's get as many people listening as possible. The more people that listen, the more people hear the music, the more people buy the music, the more alternative music in the world keeps going. We do our little bit. I've already cured obesity with an idea this week. Now let's get rid of Simon Cowell. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't like people going on about merchandise and people constantly being mercantile and constantly being capitalist. However, we have got a Cafe Press page where you can buy some merch. Would you like to just tell people about it, then?
Yeah, you can go to cafepress.com/punkyradio. There's a link from our Punky Radio site, punkyradio.com. One of most items on there. Have a look on there, buy a clock. There's black T-shirts, white T-shirts, hoodies, I think.
There's an update on this.
Yeah.
Ooh. Whereas we've only got one design per item, the number of items have expanded, and there are now about 18 choices of bloke T-shirt, 15 choices of girl T-shirt, all manner of different things.
Okay.
There's now polo shirts and all. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. I only went the other day, to make my clock order, because I've bought something from it as well, because we don't really make any money from it.
No.
It's just there for you if you like some punky radio stuff. Right now there's loads.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So do check it out.
What's the website again?
cafepress.com/punky radio.
Oh, there's a link on the Punky Radio website. Thanks for listening. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.